perceive that the bell should have rung. Revelation chapter 1, verse 1. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave him to show his servants things which must shortly take place, and he sent and signified it by his angel to his servant John. We probably don't too often think about the book of Revelation in connection with the season of Epiphany, but it is the revelation of Jesus Christ. You've probably all heard the Greek word that's translated revelation. It's the apocalypse, which means, of course, then to reveal, to manifest, so to epiphany. When Jesus walked the face of this earth, his miracles epiphanied that he is God. Now, sitting on the throne of heaven, he can draw back in this book of Revelation the veil for us. He can show us that in the drama of our ever-changing lives, he is the one who can tell us the things that must take place. Now notice, right from the beginning of this book, thus, he lays before us the blessing that comes through hearing, reading the prophecies of this book. Verse 3, "Blessed is he who reads and those who hear the words of this prophecy and keep those things which are written in it, for the time is near." Verse 1 tells us that Jesus signified these things. Literally, he told them by signs to John. We have an example of such symbolism in verse 4, that it comes from the seven spirits. With the number 7, we may think of the powerful activity of our God that in the beginning of the world brought all creation to perfect completion in 7 days. There is only one Holy Spirit. But sitting on the throne of heaven, Jesus sends him forth with the sevenfold royal gifts so that he brings about the new creation, the church, and brings it to its perfect completion. You know, the history of that church has been, throughout its length, one of persecution or attacks in many other forms. And in the midst of those attacks, Jesus shows us here the comfort that he is revealing, that he is epiphanying to those who cling to him. This book is thus a book written by John, an insider, if you will, for insiders. And we come inside the doors of the visions of Revelation, not by our own fanciful imagination or by good guesses, but by walking through the front door. The front door that God has provided. If we use an illustration, think of the vision that the Lord gave to Peter at Joppa. Remember, he was sitting on a rooftop, and God caused him to see the vision of a veil coming down from heaven filled with many unclean animals. And God said to him, "Kill and eat. And don't call unclean what I have made clean." He saw and heard that 3 times. But he still remained puzzled. He didn't arrive at the meaning by puzzling out the details in his own imagination, but rather by going through the front door that God himself provided in his own simple explanation. Go to the house of Cornelius, share the gospel with him, and don't consider unclean what I have made clean with the blood of my own Son, Jesus Christ. And so we come to understand the visions in Revelation not by guessing or imagining, but by walking through the front door that God Himself provides in the simple message of the rest of His Word. The seer of the apocalypse lives within the Scripture. An elderly janitor was sitting reading his Bible while waiting for some of the students to finish playing ball. One of them noticed that he was reading the book of Revelation. He asked him, "Do you understand that?" He said, "Sure. Jesus is going to win. Jesus is going to win." That's the epiphany of Revelation. Jesus is going to win is the authenticity of this book. His resurrection and ascension, verse 5, demonstrate that He is the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, the ruler over the kings of this world. And so when we pass through the bitter valley of death, when we feel storm-tossed on the waves of our ever-changing lives, here is the word of comfort. Jesus is the faithful witness. His words will not fail. Jesus is going to win. The forgiveness of your sins will not fail. The gift of everlasting life will not fail. He has the desire and the power and the love to carry out that salvation He won for you and bring you into everlasting life. And so in the midst of the changes of this world, here, Jesus says, "Recognize, I am the one voice that can speak to you the things that must come to pass." The one voice then that can bring real comfort, real hope, real life. Jesus is going to win for you. It's not only the authenticity of this book, it's its dedication. Verse 5 and 6. "To Him who loved us and washed us from our sins in His own blood and made us kings and priests unto God and His Father, to Him be the glory forever and ever. Amen." The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. Conclude with hymn 134, stanzas 1 and 5. 134, stanzas 1 and 5.